Welcome to the Mentorship Program Podcast. Every day we'll bring you actionable tips in the areas of self-development, career development, financial security, motivation, entrepreneurship, and relationships. We don't wait hoping that some things will happen in life. Let's be honest, that never happens. We seize the life of greatness that's waiting for us today. Right now, let's make it happen. Let's talk about the knowing-doing gap. It is possible that we know a lot of things, but we may not have done or acted upon what we know, and therefore we do not have the results that are promised by the knowledge. What do you mean? Well, let me give you a formula for how to be healthy. Eat well every day and exercise well every day, and you'll be healthy for the rest of your life. Dopey-do, we all know that. It's not knowing that is important in that case, it's doing that is important. Well, how about making money? Well, very simple. Become an entrepreneur and follow models of people who have succeeded and spend less, make more, save the difference, invest the difference, compound the difference, and you'll be wealthy, right? In other words, I'm saying pick up the book, Richest Man in Babylon, and apply it, and you'll be wealthy. Or listen to some sage advice from Warren Buffett, and you'll be wealthy. You'll be at least a millionaire or a multimillionaire. But how come it doesn't work that easily? Well, because knowing is not the same as doing. It's in the doing that all the problems come about. You want to save $100 in the last 7 days or the next 7 days, and you don't end up doing that. It's not because you did not know that you had to save $100 extra, but you did not do it. It is a process. It's your old habits that are holding you back. The knowing-doing gap. Just what are the things where you know a lot of stuff, but you're not necessarily doing that? Can you make a list of them? Again, my 10 ideas a day apply to this. What are 10 ways you can use what I just talked about? Where do you have your knowing-doing gap? Where can you bridge the gap? Where can you start doing things that you already know? And you're thinking, okay, Khan, but help me figure that out. How do I do it? Well, if you have been listening to these audios, you've probably already figured out many different ways of doing things, like hanging around people who are doing it, becoming accountable to someone that's a running buddy, finding a mentor, using structural motivation, hanging these on top of existing habits. So that's really been the essence of this whole series, is to teach myself and you, or share the things that I have learned and hopefully learn from each and every one of you, ideas that you have, right? Hacking myself, my own bright spots, which came from hacking other people's bright spots. And I continue to do that. And maybe, hopefully with luck, I might be able to get some great ideas from all of you and crowdsource this wisdom so that we can all learn and apply in one lifetime, which might have taken several lifetimes in the past. So we can all live better, happier, share more, contribute more, and feel more fulfilled. Did you get something meaningful or useful out of this podcast? If so, can you please rate us 5 stars? It would mean the world to us, and it'll help us reach out to more awesome people like you. Thank you for listening. Please head over to www.thementorshipprogram.co and sign up for our daily email so that you will never miss a future episode from us. Come join us.